Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
good install. Is your resident map of the South?
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do,
man. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rowe Show.
Stop trying to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Why, you beady eyes.
The upper room.
It's the J. Rowe Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
Time for another exciting edition of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. Is your resident, Map of the South, Mom the Little Adonis with my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia. Tonight, we're talking about losing to win. Sometimes it takes letting go of everything you know to break through to a better you. How do we lose to win? We have our fitness and health tips and our inspirational corner as well. So let's do this.
You're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker. You ain't nothing but a troublemaker, girl.
You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down. The way you got your lip got my head spinning around. After a drink or two, I was putty in your hand.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and speak to me, your host for tonight, Mom Little Donna, or my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia. Hey, Dr. Princess Odelia, how you doing?
All this money, we'll get
good evening, everyone.
What's
And hello,
how's it going?
How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing so well tonight. I'm doing so well. And how are you? Like, and if you know what, before you tell me how you're doing, let me tell you something. The weather is absolutely wonderful here in Michigan. I'm so excited about it. I was talking about it last night on the show, and my Momo B didn't care because, of course, she's in Florida, and it's always nice. But anyways, and you are too, so neither one of you probably like, whatever. We've been nice for months.
Well, actually, this week it has been raining 5 days straight, which we really need it to rain. Yes, we really need it to rain. Everybody, you know, it's funny. Before we got the rain, everybody was complaining about, oh, we need rain, it's so dry, blah, blah, blah. Now that we've had rain for 5 days straight, everybody's complaining that it's raining too much. So it's like, okay, you can't win for losing with some people. They complain if they don't have it, they complain if they do have it. Me personally, as long as my house is not flooding, I don't care if it rains all the time. It doesn't bother me. I'm still going to do what I need to do. So. But, yeah, we've been having rain for 5 days straight, and like I said, we really needed it. And I just see it as a blessing because now our, you know, the lakes and the ponds are filling back up. The flowers are blooming better than ever. So I'm happy about it myself.
So is it gloomy right now? Is it raining right now?
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's raining right now.
Oh, wow.
Right now.
Okay. Well, it's sunny here.
I get a taste this week of how, like, I guess it's what, Seattle, Washington, where it rains all the time? I'm getting a taste of that.
You're breaking up, or either, I don't know, you're breaking up. I can't even hear what you're saying.
Okay, is that better?
Okay, yep, a little bit better.
See? Yeah. See, the rain is messing with the reception, but it's all good.
So it hasn't been like storming, just raining, huh?
There was one day when we had a really bad storm, but the rest of the time it's just been rain.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
it's all good, though, right?
That's right. That's right.
I am happy. So, yeah, it's been a very productive week for me. How about you?
Yeah. I can get done out in the rain. But to say again, welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio. Tonight, our topic is about losing everything to win. Now, Dr. Prince and I, you know, we've been talking about sort of hinting around on the topic before, and I thought that it would be good for us to go back and reiterate some of the things that we talked about in our other shows, because I still see, just from my friends that I know that listen to the show, they still don't quite get what the message that Dr. Prince Odelia and I are trying to bring. So I thought, Dr. Prince Odelia, you and I, we tried to retouch this subject again about letting go of hurtful things or things in our lives that we need to get rid of so that we can make that breakthrough to the other side to be a better
God. That is awesome. Because you know what, last night I did a show on insecurity.
Uh-huh.
Like ridding insecurity out of your life, right? And in talking about insecurity is the basis of it is fear. And something that people often deal with is fear, which keeps them holding on to things that are not healthy for them. If you look on my Facebook page, I just posted a quote that I wrote as I've been just researching and talking about this, you know, thinking about this subject, preparing for it. A lot of times people fail, and I'll just wait till later to tell the actual quote, but people fail to let go of things that are holding them back And oftentimes they're very unconscious of the fact that it's really fear that's holding them back. And fear stagnates you and also thwarts your perception of what is what you're actually experiencing and what you're dealing with in your life. Whereas it'll make it seem as though that if you hold on to something that is actually detrimental to you, that it is somehow you're going to be better. And you feel better about it. You know, people hold on to it forever and then start thinking they're happy about life. And really, it's just, no, you're living life in fear. So, I mean, that's like living a lie. Your life is like a lie. You know, it's pretty sad.
Yes, it really is. I agree with you 100%. Fear, it doesn't allow you to do anything. It stops you in your tracks. And like you said, Dr. Prince, there are so many people, they're holding on to things that they really need to let go of. And I guess because you and I, we've had our breakthrough, I'm now on the other side where I can see how I was afraid to let go for so long, but when I finally did let go, it's like all these other doors open up to me of opportunity, just growth. Even spiritual growth, everything just was, it was like having that aha moment. And it's hard to explain to someone who is so intent on just holding on to what is detrimental in their life. Unless they really want the help, it's hard to get them to understand. All you got to do is let go of the fear and have that breakthrough.
Yeah, and you know, I've got to read this. Because I just gotta read it. Because you know what? If I don't, I have to read this. Let's see. I'm gonna read a couple of them. Is that fine? Because this is so it's so amazing that you're. Yeah. Okay. Okay. First, I'm gonna read. It says we don't always purge the things in our life that are the stimulant to our restrictions. Rather, we master holding on to them as we fall settle through life as if we are living happy and fulfilled. Sadly, it's oftentimes unconscious, the individual is unconscious of this very truth. And then the next one I'm going to read, if fear is your foundation, you cannot trust that your perception or interpretation of your situation is true. And that goes for relationships and everything else. Okay, we've got a caller.
Okay. Yeah, we got a caller online. Let's bring this caller in real quick. Caller, you're online with Ladies First Radio.
Hi, this is Rich Sister.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, how are you, Rich Sister?
I'm doing great. How are you all doing?
Well,
doing
thank
good.
You.
Good. Thank you for calling in. What thoughts would you
thank
like
you.
To share with us tonight?
It's so very true, like you said, having to let things go. I mean, too many people let that pain just go deep down within them where they just really don't see any way out. But it's one of those things you just really have to be willing. First of all, you got to see it first and foremost. But
mm-hmm.
then you got to be willing to really get sick and tired of being sick and tired and be willing to release it.
Right.
Which can be difficult on both parts. First of all, seeing it. That's a whole nother animal in itself. But then the next animal is being willing to release it and said, enough is enough. This has held on to my life for way too long. I can't
mm-hmm.
live like this. I need this out my life. But people
right,
look,
right.
sad enough, people love, unfortunately, to hold on to the pain because it's serving a purpose somehow. On one hand, you're thinking, why do they want that? It's serving a purpose somehow. They're getting some kind of payoff. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
And listening to your comment, Rich Sister, it made me, and maybe Dr. Prince will do you because she has a better background in this I don't have any background whatsoever. I'm just speaking from experience from, you know, seeing my friends or the ones that I associate with. When they're holding on to that pain, it's almost like a blanket for them. It's like a comfort zone or something. And they feel like if they take it off, they're not protected. Hello?
You know, that was Jay's fault. Jay took me in the screening room, okay? That was Jay's fault. She is not going to be happy, Jay. Okay, this guy, what is he doing? Okay, yeah, that was Jay's fault. He took me in the screening room and he said that my phone had reverb. Do you guys hear it? Do you guys hear what
yes,
he was saying?
I can hear you.
Do you hear reverb or static or anything?
No. No, I don't hear anything. It's clear.
Also, he just wanted to talk to me. Got it. Okay. Okay, thanks, Jay.
But what I was saying is, going along with Resistance Comment, those that hold on to what might be detrimental in their life, the pain, whether it be because of a relationship or maybe their work or something that's not making them happy, it's almost because they're holding on to it because it becomes a comfort zone for them. And it's like if they take that blanket off, they don't know what to do without that pain in their life. I don't know if how
wow.
to really explain it.
No, that's perfect. And I am just... Okay, I apologize. There was an EMS, and of course, I'm on the road. I'm never just still, right? So I'm very, very, very excited about this show tonight because it's interesting. I planned to do the show on insecurity 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And for 2 weeks straight, Mom, too, the first week when I went on, I came on the air. It was a big post across the top of the switchboard for BTR saying that I was not able to do the show. They said nobody, you know, said that they were advising for all hosts to cancel their show because they were having trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The second week, I didn't see a note on the switchboard. I called the minute everything went through until I pressed one, and it said, I was not able to do the show, so you're not going to be able to do the show tonight. They were having technical difficulties. That was 2 weeks in a row. Last night, I actually did the show, okay? And now you're doing this tonight. So what I'm saying is, this is definitely for somebody.
Right.
And it was for somebody that needs to hear it tonight and this week. They have to hear this. That's amazing. So I have to say that the timing is everything because it was pushed back right into, so it's like a back-to-back thing. So, yeah, you're right. When we talk, and I wrote all of these quotes that were just pouring out of me on this subject, on just the fear, the detriment of fear, which is insecurity, which... That's why, I mean, people ask the question, why do marriages not last and things like that? It's because a lot of times the perception that we have of a situation is not as we think it is because in our own life we have a core root of fear that is so active and we're not facing it like a head-on collision. You've got to pull those things out. You've got to bring it up to the surface, call it out, denounce it, and be aware of it. Because if not, for example, I know that there are people, like, I know, and I'll just be candid. In my family, I have some people that have real issues with fear to the point where, like, the actual fear, like fear of driving or fear of fear. Like fear, fear.
A phobia.
Phobia, fear. And I always say, oh, I don't have that situation, blah, 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 blah. But then I recalled, even in my relationship, my last relationship of abuse, okay, with my ex, and then I left that and I went into another situation of abuse in a different form. And then I went through this long spout, remember, of, okay, I don't even want a relationship. And I think at one time, it was definitely, we have our times and seasons that we have to grow ourselves before we get back into a relationship or do whatever. But what I found is that as I began to face that thing of fear, I was awakened to the truth that fear is a root that has branches. Those branches may come in the form of insecurity and anxiety, where you are basically insecure, meaning for example, I didn't want a relationship because I didn't, another reason on top of the fact that I really felt like I didn't want one, which was good that I was feeling like that because I did need to do personal development, but it was that whole experience of saying, I don't want it because I also don't want to deal with the fact that it might not work. I don't want to deal with the fact that I might lose, you know, I don't want to go through the pain of what could happen if it fails. And, oh, man, that is actually, then I had to say, well, that's nothing but fear. That's still the root, but in a different form. So we have in all kind of ways. I don't want to stop a job or, you know, you got to get kicked out your job. You already know inside your heart that you're supposed to leave a darn job. But you don't want to leave a job because you're scared. So then you got to get kicked out. You get fired. And you say, oh, my Lord, I can't believe I got fired. Well, you were supposed to be gone. You're not listening. So life kicked you out. Life said, okay, fine, we've got this. You know, you say you want to move up in life, and you say you want to be happy. You don't even realize that you're really not happy. So we'll help you. Mm-hmm. We'll just kick you out and get you fired, and you'll be good. You know what I'm saying? And later you'll get over it. You're going to cry a little bit, but you'll be all right. You know, and that's what life does to that. That's what life will do to us, so that we can move past the fear, but to really face it, to take that challenge and begin to operate in spirit, in spirit in which you only know the spirit and wisdom, which is so deep, that's a whole other subject. But to be able to respond from spirit and truth versus fear and anxiety.
And there's something else that Rich Sister mentioned in her comment about how a person has to realize the state that they're in as far as, you know, being, having that fear. The one thing that I've noticed, and we all go through it, when we get into that state where it's fear that's stopping us from doing what we need to do, denial. Someone can point out exactly what is going on, but as Rich Sister brought out, we have to see it for ourselves. We have to see it because the person can talk till they're blue in the face. If we don't recognize it within ourselves, then we're not going to make any kind of effort to break out of that fear zone.
Right.
Which is, again, being detrimental. Because, as you mentioned, you know, Dr. Kristen Odelia, a lot of us, we don't want to do something because we don't want to lose. But, as you know, like our topic says, sometimes we do have to lose in order to win. But what is it that we're really losing? Not much of anything. It's just we're letting go of that fear. That's what we're losing. We're letting that go.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. That is right.
Are you still with us?
Yeah, sorry. I am. I was on mute.
Okay.
Is there anything else
that you would like to bring out to you?
But definitely to focus on, like you said, losing to win. Definitely one big thing people are afraid to lose is other people's approval.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That's so true.
You know, they're afraid of looking, you know, they worried about how they're going to look to people.
That's pride.
Yeah.
That's pride. And pride comes before fall.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just so true. You got to look something. When?
Wait a minute. Go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, the winning has to be more important. That's what I was going to say. Than what you're going to win.
Uh-huh. What's the new song? What's her name?
Fantasia.
Sometimes, do we have that on the show tonight? Sometimes we gotta lose to win again.
Yeah,
and it's like,
you know, when I heard that song and I listened to the words, I was like, she is telling the truth. And I wonder how many people actually listen to what she is saying. The girl's speaking it. She just put it out there.
Sometimes you gotta lose to win again. I'm telling you, that's the stuff. And you know what? When she said lose to win again, it was something, because in the song she's talking about how you cry all night, you're miserable as ever, but you're still holding on. That's the best of it. It's like you are still holding on. That's just as bad as how we do with the medications. You know, they say, they tell you on TV, they done told you that the thing could cause sudden death, cardiac arrest, heart failure, all kind of stuff, and the only thing you hear is the fact that it's gonna take rid of your headache, and you say, "Oh man, that's it. That's what I need." I mean, it's just as crazy as that. It's like they just told you, "Yep, we're gonna take your depression away. We're gonna wipe it all away." But you might experience sudden death, and you might, you know, might not be able to sleep at night. And it's the same concept. You're in this situation, whatever it is, it's killing you. You're miserable. You don't even like it, but you still stick around. But okay, I'm gonna say one more thing. But I will say this: just because something is uncomfortable to you, it is not for you to just leave it either. So it's always important that you have a key component to this, which is you understand how to be guided by the spirit from that inner wisdom, your intuition. We have our people from all walks of life or that listen to the show. You have to be willing to follow back in it wisdom 100%, and you have to be able to implement things in your life such as meditation. And when I say meditation, even in your prayer, you should pray, and the highest prayer is thought. So what you meditate on is relative, and you need to really get into a space of silence so that you can hear and be connected with the greater wisdom that will guide you and let you know when you need to go. Because sometimes it's for you to stay there for a certain period of time so that not only you can gain a greater truth, but also those who are involved in that situation can gain a deeper truth. And if you trust with your heart for the wisdom to guide you and for the spirit to give you wisdom when to exit or when to do whatever it is that you have to do, what you'll find is that you don't even have to worry about it. It will just dissipate. It'll dissolve, and it'll dissolve in its right time, and you'll be prepared for it. So I don't want it to be, oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to be there. Stop making me happy. I'm out of here. No, you cannot be hasty and move on emotion, respond in an emotional way. You have to move in a way in which you are guided with wisdom.
Right. Yes, 347-850-1272 is our caller number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and join your sister, Dr. Priscilla Delia, and myself tonight, we're talking about losing to win. Something that you mentioned, Dr. Priscilla Delia, when you're talking about fear, and I can't exactly remember how you put it, but you said that the fear will mask into a different form. It made me think. I took the girls and I today. We went to the movie to see Iron Man 3. There is a part at the beginning of that movie where the main character, he has an attack, and he thinks it's because his suit is failing him. And he goes through all the diagnostics to see what's going on, because he feels like he's dying because he thinks his suit is failing him. And it was actually what it was. The computer tells him, "Well, sir, everything's fine. You're just having an anxiety attack." And he was like, "What? Uh-huh. I'm having an anxiety attack?" And it came out that he was suffering these anxiety attacks because of a fear that he had from the previous movie. So he had to break through that fear in order to become a better person. So in that comment, when you were talking about that, it made me think about how sometimes our fear, it will mask it to something else, and we don't even recognize what's going on until it's pointed out to us, and we're like, oh wow. But we do have to go to our first break of the evening, but don't go anywhere. Sit tight. We will be right back. Hi, this is Mom to Little Donna's with your fitness and health tips for the week. This is the time of year many of us get into spring cleaning mode for our houses. But is it really necessary? Yes, it's important to clean our house because after a long winter, chemicals like pesticides and paint particles build up in your home, making the air inside your house up to 10 times more toxic. Some places we need to pay extra special attention to are places such as behind the kitchen appliances. Large appliances should be moved out and cleaned behind, since this is where hidden dust, mold, and dirt usually lingers. Another place we need to clean, the toilet tank. We clean the seat, but we cannot forget the tank, because inside the tank is where mold, mildew, and germs fester and can get into the air you breathe. You can easily clean your toilet tank with Kool-Aid or Coca-Cola. Other options you can use, good old-fashioned baking soda and vinegar. Also, don't forget the light fixtures. Ceiling fans and chandeliers collect a lot of dust. Hook a large open umbrella underneath the fixture, pointed downward, turn on a blow dryer, and use the umbrella to catch the mess. Wipe away the dust with a microfiber cloth. Also, don't forget your drapes and curtains. Drapes and curtains are more dirty than you think. They act as a home for dust and dirt from ceiling fans, air vents, and even windows that are closed. Any air that gets through will carry dirt particles. Dust or vacuum your curtains, starting at the top and working your way down, concentrating on hems and folds. So remember, staying healthy is not all about exercising, but it's also about keeping a clean house. This fitness tip can be found at www.thedoctorstv.com. Welcome back to the second half of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. And if you're just now joining us, Dr. Prince Odilia, Rich Sister, and I, we are having a very good conversation about how we need to let go, might have to lose in order to win. Now, before we jump back into our topic, I am going to turn it over to my co-host, Dr. Prince Odilia, for our inspirational corner. Dr. Prince Odilia, it's all yours. And she must have her phone on mute. Unmute yourself if you have your phone on mute. Okay, well, we're going to give her a few minutes to join back in with us. But as I mentioned before we went to break, we were talking about losing to win. And Rich Sister, Dr. Prince Odilia, and I, we all agree that the one thing that holds people back from making the breakthrough to being a better person is fear. Fear hinders you from doing what you need to do. And before we went to break, Dr. Prince Odilia, she made a very good comment about we have to also use wisdom when it comes to things that might be a hindrance in our life. We don't just want to do an emotional response. And this has to do with all areas of our life, whether it be if we're talking about a workplace or a relationship, whatever it might be. We want to use wisdom. And we also must realize when it's time to just let it go. If it's some kind of pain that we're holding on to, you need to ask yourself, why are we holding on to this pain? What purpose is it serving in our life for me to hold on to this pain of just being in this state of misery? Why would anybody want to be a miserable person? Life is way too short just to wake up every day being miserable, being gloomy. It's way too short. We need to look at every single day. Oh, hey, sister.
But definitely another reason why some people hold on to that pain is to get sympathy from people.
Yes.
You know, they. It's like that's the only way they know to try to get attention. This
and
woe
it's the
is
wrong
me.
Kind of attention. It's the
this
wrong
woe
kind
is
of
me.
Attention,
yeah, exactly. But they figure any attention is better than no attention. So, you know, they seriously believe that's the only way they can get just any kind of attention by doing the woe is me thing.
It's something I've noticed, Rich Sister, with people that actually do that, you know, looking for that sympathy to get that attention. Eventually, people start turning a deaf ear, like, because they've heard it so much and they know the personality of this person, that when the person starts talking about all the whatever might be going on in their lives, everything negative, that whoever they're talking to, they'll act like they're listening, but they're really tuned out. So eventually, you know, people start drifting away. They don't want to have anything to do with them. And eventually that person is left alone. So you would think eventually they would open their eyes and go, wow, why is everybody walking away from me? Why don't I have any, you know, support group? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think. But then again, maybe some people just, hey, they was like, oh, well, I lost them more recruits.
Right.
They'll just find a new batch of people to get on their nerves and the cycle goes.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen so many times. And, you know, the individual, I'm going to say this from personal experience. I have seen it. One individual will go talk to someone else, and the other person will see that person coming and will do everything they can to get out of the way, because they know as soon as the individual opens up their mouth, it's all going to be about, oh, everything that happened, that's bad. It's never anything good. And it's sad because this individual doesn't even realize that's the vibe that they're getting off. That what you said, you know, Rich Sister, about having wanted that sympathy. Eventually, that's what happens. People just walk away.
Men, here to come. So, how you doing? Girl. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's exactly what happens. You're like, oh, here we go again.
Lester done shot the dog again. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. People get tired of hearing it. They don't want to hear it anymore. And sometimes you feel like saying to them, would you?
And that's what you
that
really
go?
Want to do. You want to laugh. It's getting to the point where you got to hold your mouth to keep back the laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
serious. They are dead serious. But you'd be like, oh, really? Why are you holding your mouth to keep from laughing?
Right.
And looking at your watch. And looking at your watch, and all of a sudden you got somewhere else to be. You know what? That's too bad. You know what? I got to go. Peace out.
Yeah.
You got somewhere to go real quick.
Mhm.
You had all the time in the world till they came up.
Right. It gets to the point where you don't even ask them how they're doing anymore. You be like, hey, and that's it. You refuse to say how's it going. You don't even ask that question because you know it's going to open up everything. Like, oh, see, why did I ask?
Pandora's box.
Wow. It's, but, wow. It's sad.
There you have it. I'm telling you.
Did we
am I live now?
Yes, you're back. Were you? Did you
I was already here. I was already here. Jay had me on mute. Okay.
That's
Jay
a lie. You
me.
Was so mute. Your damn phone's broke.
No, I was talking and I was not on mute. I was not on mute. You had me on mute. I had to.
Your mic was open the whole time, Heffa.
Oh, look at that. You told me that on the Ladies First Radio Show. Did you just
call me
that?
All right, dude. So
this is not the Jay Ryle Show. This is the Ladies First Show. See your way out. Thank you, Ruth.
Fix your raggedy phone, Heffa.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? You know we have professionals that listen to this.
What is...
They don't
okay,
understand.
Jay, is there something you need to let go? Is there something
what?
Going on here?
Let it go, Jay. It's okay. It's really okay. Okay?
It seems like you got a lot of stress there.
Right. You need some love. You need some love, Jay.
He's who we're talking about.
Hey, am I kidding you?
We need
right.
to do an intervention.
That's right. This is an intervention on Jay Ryle. It's clear.
We got another caller on the line. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the line with Ladies First Radio.
Hey, ladies, it's Momo B. Y'all talking so much, I don't hear the phone ringing. The phone is ringing off the hook, and nobody's even paying attention to the phone.
That's Jay. He's working the phone. I'm sorry.
Hello, Rich Sister, Mom, too, and my sister, my dear sister. How is
and
everybody tonight?
We are well. Thank you. And see, Momo B, I was just telling her last night we were talking about insecurity and fear, letting go. Respect and love and all this stuff is so true. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yes.
Let us hear what you
I wanted to chime in on the conversation about just thinking positive and letting go of the negative. I used to be a very negative person. I mean, I used to like, I was the queen of negativity. I used to hold in all my anger. I would just walk around angry at everybody just because my life wasn't right. I don't want to say I was angry at everybody because I really wasn't mad at you, and you. It's just that I didn't care enough to be happy. You know, I didn't care enough to put on a happy smile and just coexist with other people. I wanted to be left alone. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. This is it. And that's how I was. For years, I was like this. People would tell you, oh, she's mean. I've since realized that all that stuff was eating up at me. It was keeping me down. It was preventing me from moving on and doing the things that I wanted to do.
Right.
Do you know how it feels to walk around all day, every day, just angry?
No.
Your children, my daughter always said, Mommy, you never smile. What's the matter? And she was probably 7 or 8 years old when she finally said that. I didn't think about how my children looked at me. Because they're just children, you know? That's why I thought they're just children. I'm not going to come home and act all giddy. I'm come home, where's your homework, da-da-da, go to bed, iron your clothes, da-da-da. That was it. It was no smile, there was no laugh, and there was none of that. Unless I was drinking, of course. And that's a whole different story. But, and I feel that I did a lot of my drinking so I can be happy. So I could be happy around my children, so I can laugh and smile. But when I wasn't drinking, I was not happy at all. And I wasn't trying to fake like I was happy either. Anyway, let's fast forward. Nowadays, sometimes I wake up and I'm not feeling the best. Sometimes I got things going on in my mind. Sometimes everything is not 100%. But you know what? When you say, hey, Mom, today, I respond, I am fantastic. I am great. I am lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I am beautiful. That's
yes.
how I respond. And,
mm-hmm.
and it makes me feel better. You know, a couple of reasons why. Because when somebody asks me how I am, and I say, "Oh, I'm all right. I'm not doing too good," or answer negatively, they say, right. Well, what's the matter? And then I tend to go into this thing that I don't even want to talk about anyway. So when I bring my negative to you, you start to feel negative. You start to feel down. And you know what you do in response? You tell me about all your negativity. So now we're both sitting there having a pity party, a whole bunch of negative crap, and it's not helping anybody. But right. Now when I say I'm good, I'm fantastic, even if you're not feeling so good, you pick up my vibe, and you walk around smiling because I'm walking around smiling. It is contagious. It is. And you know what? I really realized that. I realized two things doing that. Number one, the negative people, the people who is currently the old me, they don't come around me because they say, you too happy. You too happy. So they don't want to come around me because I'm too happy for them. That's number one, and I'm fine with that. You stay over there with your ball of negativity. You stay there. And another thing I noticed is when I'm not, like, the car accident, I couldn't fake like I was happy. I really was, you know, like, really depressed, you know? So people at my job was like, are you okay? I'm like, And then they would come back, Mo, come on, Mo, snap out of it. Come on. You're making me feel bad. Now I'm not happy. Now we all look in gloom because my energy, they used to be having such high energy. They used to that. They need that. And this guy said, Mo, I need you to snap out of this because you're making me down. Now I can't go through all the whole 8 hours feeling like this. Come on. And I realized that people actually feed off of me. They need my energy so that they could go by faster. Because if I'm laughing and joking around and because I am a little clown, then everybody's more happier at work. Everybody's more happy. But when I'm mean and mad and just don't want to be bothered, I bring my friends down. The people who I care about, I bring them down also. So it's not worth it. It's not worth walking around being angry. And I did that for years. Wow. Oh, boy. So I realized that it's not doing me any good. My children is not helping them at all. And it's just prolonging it. It's prolonging everything. Let it go. Be happy, you know, and then you get happy vibes. You get happy people around you. And it's a big difference. And I'm glad I've switched that around.
Wow. Well, so awesome. Can I ask you a quick question? Not to get too personal, but I would like for you to just share, when did you have that breakthrough? Was there a certain moment where you're like, okay, I've had enough. I'm tired of being angry, or was there... Did it just happen gradually, or what?
No, well, when my daughter started making comments about, you know, you don't ever smile, blah, 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 then that was the first thing that made me like, you know, she's actually seeing this. I don't want her to grow up like this. Then another thing that made me look at it is because I realized that the people in my family, which are mostly the women in my family are so strong. We're so strong, but we tend to hold in our anger. The people who carry the same traits as I do, they're all alone. They don't have a man, they're single, and they're like, okay. And now I'm in the same position. I don't have a man, and I'll be like, okay, like, I don't care. That's what I say to myself, I really don't care. But who wants to grow older and be alone? Who wants to be alone in their old age, you know? I'm saying I don't care now because, you know, I'm okay. But you do want somebody to talk to. Like, I don't have nobody to talk to. And to help me, like, build stuff. You know, it's so much easier to have a partner. Life is so much easier when you have somebody to share it with, you know? Somebody to help you, somebody to support you. That was another thing. You can't get no man walking around with a straight, mean face. You can't do that. And to top it off, I just got tired. It's too much. It's too much being mad all the time. It is really strenuous. Like, it's crazy. So I said, let me let this go. Everybody's saying, let it go. And plus, I went to therapy. So I had a therapist who really helped me a lot. And I think everybody should go to therapy, whether you think you got a problem or not. Everybody should go to therapy. Somebody that's don't know you. Somebody just sit and listen and point out things that your closest friends and family won't point out because, number one, they don't think you're going to listen. Maybe they told you this before, and they say, oh, well, whatever. That's how she is. It's different when a stranger points out something to you, and it's different when a stranger says something that you say to yourself, wow, people have been telling me that for a long time. That's why you don't know me. How should you not say something like that about me? Because that's what she's getting from what I'm saying to her. You know? And, you know, you always try to hide it. You know, let me just tell her a lot of the good stuff. But it's the little things that she'll say, well, why did you do that? Why did you respond that way? And you have to think, well, why did I respond that way? my friends, I could tell them the same story. They'll ask me, why you respond that way. They say, Mo, you crazy. That was it. It's not a question, you know. But when you start to look at yourself, and that's what therapy does, it makes you look at yourself. That's when I said, you know what, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to try something else. And she gave me different things that I should try, different exercises that was very helpful for me. And that's why I said, okay, I'm going to be happy. She told me 1 week, just anybody ask you how you doing, say you're doing fine. Anybody ask you, just go walk around smiling. Just say hello to people.
Mm-hmm.
People you wouldn't even normally speak to, just speak to them. I bet you feel different after a week. And I did. I felt different because it's so hard to be mean to people. It's not really hard, but it's too much energy to be mean to people. It's too much. And you get what you give. You get what you give. If you give off negativity, that's what's going to come back. You wonder why you argue every day? Because that's the vibe you give off, and everybody's not going for it. And you might have people just like you. You give them negative, they're going to give you negative right back. I can't even tell you the last time I cursed somebody out. I used to curse people out on a regular basis. I haven't cursed anybody out in a long time. And it feels good, because you don't want to be walking around cursing people out. Your child right there watching you go off on somebody. No, it's not you.
Right. You know, that's the law of the universe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the law of the universe. Whatever you put out, that's what's coming back. This is so awesome. I gotta share. This is another quote. I told you I wrote a whole bunch in reference to this. The other day I wrote, more change comes through positive energy than through anger or fear retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to think about it too much. It just, when we choose to be positive, it's so contagious, and it even brings about positive results in all the other areas of our life, financially, mentally, physically, all of that. And just because we go through certain processes and in our journeys, we may experience certain things that may be painful as we are going through our transformation, it's still positive. And we begin to allow ourselves to look at things as if it is positive. And I'll say this one thing, it is scientifically and medically proven that when you are angry and you are acting in a very negative response, it's an extreme, very, 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 very strong energy. But what it does to the inside of your body, your cells, etc., it causes
to heat up from the inside out.
Yes.
But Mama, Richardson, don't go anywhere. We do have to go to our last break of the evening, but sit tight for all our listeners. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did was worried. She didn't want nobody, not
The final call of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network. This tonight was definitely ladies' night on the show. We had a good discussion with Momo, Rich Sister,
yes,
Dr. Princess Amelia, and myself. This was an amazing show. And if you're just now tuning in, you missed it, you have got to go back and download the show on your iPhone, iPad, whatever it might be, and listen to what we're saying to you. Because all four of us, we are speaking from experience. We're not just speaking off the top of our heads. We are telling you how everything that happened in our lives. But you know what? I want to shut up just for a second. Momo, any final thoughts that you would like to close us out with for tonight?
I just want to make sure that everybody knows that it's not worth holding on to the anger. You're only hurting yourself. And when you hear these words from other people, you think, yeah. Like I used to think, yeah. It really is a life-changing experience when you decide to let the crap go. Just let it go and be happy. Mm-hmm. Because the people you're mad at, the people who you hate, and the people who you're like, oh, I'm gonna never talk to them again, they moved on. They're happy. I bet you they're smiling while you're sitting there looking mad and crazy. Let it go. Move on.
Okay. And Rich Sister, what would you like to close us out with for tonight?
I did a show earlier in the week titled When There Are No Do-Overs. And that's the bottom line. Once you, these years pass you, you don't get them back.
That's
when you
so true.
Go up before the Father, you can't be like, you know what, can I go back down and try it again? No. There's no do-overs. Your life is now, and it's up to you to decide what you're going to make of it. It's your choice.
Wow.
You're going to be negative, that's your choice. You're going to be positive, that's your choice. Just please know, it's your choice. So you decide what choice that's going to be.
Amen. And Dr. Prince Odelia, what would you like to close us out with tonight?
Well, first, I just want to say awesome show tonight. Thank you, ladies, for joining us. This was just absolutely awesome. And I have another quote that I would like to share. And it's, again, in my list of writing about insecurity and fear and anxiety, which is really the reason that people don't let go is because of fear. You're not letting go because you're afraid. There's anxieties that are attached to that. When one confuses fear as love, one can't imagine true actions of love when it's obviously clear. When we allow ourselves to be subjected to fear, and it comes in several forms, anxiety, the inability to let go, when we allow ourselves in insecurity, then we ourselves are not experiencing love. It's not possible to do so. So I just invite everyone to take time to meditate, choose to be happy, have some smiles, be joyful, even when you don't feel like it. Get up and just start laughing. It is contagious.
Yes.
Contagious even to yourself.
So start laughing even when you don't feel like it.
Well, we
got to
shut it down,
yourself.
Dr. Prism, there you. We got to shut it down.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.